Scientists have photographed dead whales and seabirds, their stomachs filled with plastic bags and bottle caps, but those larger chunks eventually break down. In fact, the majority of plastic pollution in the ocean by volume comes in the form of tiny confetti-sized particles. They're commonly found in Puget Sound. And new research shows that when fish eat particles of plastic, the results aren't good. Ashley Ahern reports.
Chelsea Rockman compared three groups of Japanese Medaka, the lab rat of fish. Rockman is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of California, Davis, in the School of Veterinary Medicine. She fed one group regular fish food. In the other two groups, Rockman substituted in 10% clean plastic and 10% plastic that had been submerged in San Diego Bay for several months. In the ocean, chemicals like flame retardants and PCBs latch on to floating plastic. After 2 months, the fish in Rockman's lab were analyzed for levels of those chemicals in their bodies.
We did find that the chemicals do transfer from the plastic to the fish, and we saw a greater concentration of the chemicals in the fish that ate the plastic that had been in the ocean than in the fish that ate either the virgin plastic or the controlled diet.
In other words, the plastic in the ocean acted sort of like a poison pill for fish, sopping up those pollutants. Rockman found that the fish that were fed plastic developed liver problems and showed signs of tumor development. It's unclear if these health effects are happening in fish in the Northwest, but Rockman's research suggests these chemicals could be making their way into the food chain. Her research was published in the journal Nature Scientific Reports. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.